Day 1, Equipped for Battle Devotional. When we think about spiritual warfare, we often focus on having the right equipment. But having armor isn't enough, we need to know how to use it effectively. Just like a soldier trains with their gear, we need to become familiar with our spiritual equipment. God has provided us with everything we need for this battle. The Apostle Paul describes our spiritual armor in detail, including the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. These aren't just symbolic ideas, they're practical tools for everyday spiritual combat. The helmet of salvation protects our most vulnerable area, our mind. This is where doubt, fear, and deception first attack. When we put on this helmet daily, we're reminding ourselves of our true identity in Christ, forgiven, redeemed, chosen, and victorious. This isn't just about the moment we first believed, but about living in the ongoing reality of salvation. Today, consider how you're using the equipment God has given you. Are you simply carrying it around, or are you learning to wield it effectively? The difference between victory and defeat often lies not in what we have, but in how well we use it. Bible verse: Therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Ephesians 6:13. Reflection question: What specific area of your life feels most under spiritual attack right now, and which piece of God's armor do you need to use more effectively to defend that area? Quote: Spiritual warfare requires more than just having the right equipment, it demands knowing how to use it effectively. Prayer: Lord, thank you for equipping me for spiritual battle. Help me not just to possess your armor but to learn how to use it effectively. Remind me daily of my identity in you as I put on the helmet of salvation. Guide me as I face today's spiritual challenges. Amen.